Occasionally, myself and our coaching staff at dadstartingover.com, we run into a client who has issues that go beyond the scope of coaching. They may have really severe anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, and this is the point where our coaches stop and say, "Have you spoken to a therapist?" What a lot of these men say is, "I've looked into it. Not a lot of options in my area. It can't work with my schedule. Or I have an appointment scheduled, but I can't get in for another 4 months." In other words, the need is there. They recognize the need. They see the value in the therapy. But the options for getting the therapy are extremely limited in their area. Well, thanks to our friends at BetterHelp.com, there is an option for you. BetterHelp is a unique service that allows you to talk to a licensed therapist from your area via your telephone or your computer. You can do voice chat with them if you wish. You can email back and forth. You can text with them, all on your time schedule, all from the convenience of your phone or your computer. So check it out at betterhelp.com/DSO. That's betterhelp.com/DSO and get 10% off your first month of service with BetterHelp. Andrew Jones says, Andrew from YouTube says, "I want to go because no matter how many times we discuss improving things, she always defaults to good old indifference. We've got busy jobs, but she seems so comfortable with indifference and I need more." I'm sorry to hear that, Andrew. So here you are. You're painting the picture in one. Well, we got two sentences here. Here I am being a Mr. Know-it-all and trying to pretend I know exactly what you're talking about. But you are, in just a few sentences, kind of outlining, if you're not aware, a pretty common scenario. In the scenario of one of the pursuer, "Let's work on this. Let's discuss things. Let's talk about the relationship." And the other one being, as you put it, indifferent. "Nah, I'm good. We're fine. We don't need to talk about all that stuff. We don't need to always bring in this drama and blah, blah, blah. Let's just live our lives, for God's sakes." The psych terms that the psychologists like to throw out there is one is the anxious, and we're talking about attachment theory. One is the anxious partner, and the other one is the, why am I drawing a blank today? Avoidant. Thank you. The anxious and the avoidant, and you're Mr. Anxious, it seems like, and she's Miss Avoidant. Pretty common dynamic, how the opposites attract and they find each other is always kind of funny, but pretty common scenario, I'm sorry. And how do you get past this? Well, you both work on your problems and come more to center to more secure and stop chasing her around all over the damn place. And she comes more to center and she, you know, opens up more. "All right, I'm willing to talk. I'm willing to do things. I'm willing to whatever." So you got to find that middle ground where you both can come together. Pretty hard. From what I've seen, by nature of the anxious person, the pursuer and everything, they always want to put in work, it seems like. So when I come to them and I go, "I got a book for you or a course or a YouTube video or something like that," the anxious person's like, "Yes, yes, whatever it takes so I can bridge the gap between myself and the avoidant person, just whatever I got to learn." Well, on the other hand, by virtue of their nature, the avoidant's like, I've read enough. Just stop with the bullshit, with the constant trying to fix things and stuff. Can we just not? Makes things really difficult. So often in the online circles, you'll see the anxious person kind of painted as the angel, the victim. And the avoidant person's the devil. They're the one doing the putting up the wall. They're not exactly wrong, but it's not the full story. The anxious people have a lot of work to do themselves, which a lot of them learn after the fact, after they get out of that relationship and they go on to the next relationship and they go, "God damn it, I did it again. And here I was, I thought the new love of my life is telling me to back off and stop being so needy." I've heard that before. Maybe you got something to work on, right? If you're listening to this, you're probably a guy who is interested in self-improvement. You probably consume a lot of information, like these podcasts, YouTube videos, audiobooks, courses, everything you can to learn more and help you become the best man that you can be. And if you're like a lot of men, there's something still missing. Well, I can tell you what that missing thing probably is. Quality time with other men that are on the same mission as you. Some of you probably have casual relationships with your fellow soccer dads or the occasional beer with guys from the neighborhood, but none of them seem to be on the same page as you. Am I right? They seem content with their shitty marriages, their shitty jobs, and their expanding waistlines. They have all but given up. You find yourself talking to them about the same football teams, listening to their stories about their subpar home life, and you're getting to the point where you dread hanging around them. Well, the good news is that we have assembled a group of men just like you. We call our group the DSO Fraternity. We have live Zoom meetings that are hosted by yours truly, along with the other members of the DSO team. We have a very active private discussion forum, a Discord server for our lifetime members, a members-only podcast, access to my books in audiobook and PDF format at no extra charge, discounts on one-on-one coaching with myself and other members of the team, discounts on our video courses, and access to our in-person gatherings. We have met in Nashville, Tennessee, Austin, Texas, Las Vegas, Australia, Amsterdam, and soon in New Orleans. So check it out, the DSO Fraternity at dsofraternity.com. We have monthly, annual, and lifetime membership options available. I think you will find our group is the missing piece of the puzzle that you have been looking for.